Well, hello people. Now this is Hong Kong. I've never been there, and it's never been a place I really thought I'd want to go. Of course, it was handed over to China some time ago. And there was a bit of a resistance in Hong Kong about it, but it was quashed quite quickly. Anyway, this British MP, Femon, went to visit Hong Kong and her grandson, with her husband. And when she landed, she was pulled to the side, her passport was confiscated, her bags were checked, and she was refused entry and put on a plane back to the UK. Her husband apparently was okay to visit, but he decided not to. And this Femon MP is wondering why. You ever noticed about politics now, since Femons have got involved in lots of politics? It used to be arguing about the policies, but all of a sudden it turned into personal attacks. It wasn't about the policies anymore. And when you think about it, of course, when Femons break up with their husband and their ex-husband, they do nothing but badmouth them. Same as what they do with their ex-boyfriends. A lot of character assassination. And of course, they use the shaming language. And this is what they're doing in politics. They brought politics down to their level. Apparently, this Femon's on a board or something that actually criticizes China. Of course, in her words, it's to hold China accountable. So obviously, she said quite a few things against China in public as well. And obviously, China has taken a note of it. And she's obviously on a list. Of course, as usual, she's sort of pretending she's done nothing. She's probably badmouthed the regime and the policies in China quite loudly. And then probably wonders why she was refused entry to Hong Kong, which is part of China now. See, this is the thing about Femons. They can't keep their mouth shut. And I don't blame China, because all governments have a list. And she should be proud to think that she's actually on one of the lists. Can you imagine if her husband said, well, you can't come in, but I can, so I'm going to go have a good holiday. Probably the best holiday he ever had. Of course, when he got back home, he would have paid for it for the rest of his life. Some people may disagree with this, but I believe it's good. Because now she realises there's accountability for how she acts and what she says, especially in public, and being an MP. And obviously her own country doesn't hold her accountable at all, but certain other countries do. Oh, and by the way, she's a Liberal Democrat. No surprise there. I'll put a link to the news I'm down below. Guys, you take it easy.